This is Chiona Sojani. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Wednesday, May 18th, 2016. Ministers of Religion stage a public protest over Zimbabwe's national pledge, compelling students to recite it at schools as a way of expressing their patriotism. At least two Zimbabweans are said to be executed in Indonesia, Asia, after they were convicted of trafficking in illegal drugs. Hundreds of Zimbabweans displaced by raging fires in Canada say their future looks bleak as some of them have lost valuable property and jobs. Economists say they don't support the central bank's move to introduce bond notes in an economy that needs foreign direct investment and critical policy shifts. And in the Youth Forum, time to engage Katsaruware, a social media developer based in Zimbabwe. He creates applications for Android and iPhone. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, the hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners and experts about a protest staged by ministers of religion in Zimbabwe, expressing their concerns about the country's national pledge being recited by school children. It is designed to ensure that children become patriotic Zimbabweans. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on this Facebook wall or send your number so we can call you back. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.